And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Moving to number three of the Triple Dipper right now. I got all three of them in, Boomer. All three, bro.
All three of them.
I know. I got folks on the text line that'll just give me a ration if I don't make all three sometimes. Maybe it's a double dipper day. I don't know. But anyway, no,
but it's a triple dipper day.
We're going all three. So here's the bottom line. I am doing the third installment of the show here, the third dipper, if you will. Woke is as woke does. So I love pointing out wokeness and how silly it is. But here's the thing. I began to see a series of stories as I was prepping for today's show where not only were they woke, but they got caught being woke and they got their raggedy backsides handed to them. And that was worth a whole section. I'm calling this one Woke Is As Woke Does. And yeah, what happens when they get caught doing it? So I started off with this one. Love this story. I appreciate Senator Tom Cotton. I think he's one of the better guys in the U.S. Senate right now. And Tom Cotton is not afraid to say it like it is. And he's sick of wokeness. He's a military veteran. He's pretty solid on policy, especially on military and foreign policy, but he's also solid in what I would call culture policy, things like, you know, wokeness. Well, story here on Fox News dated yesterday. Senator Cotton praised for annihilating woke Kroger CEO seeking GOP help against Dems. Go woke, go broke. So first of all, I grew up shopping at Kroger like a lot of y'all. I remember the jingles back in the day. Let's go Krogering for the best of everything, including the price. But apparently now it's also including the woke. So in the don't ask me to sing anybody's wedding anytime soon. In the clip, Cotton slammed the businessman for seeking GOP help against the Democrat Party's plans to regulate his company after it recently silenced conservative employees. So here's the bottom line. They come to him. They're coming to D.C. asking for help because Democrats are looking at regulating their business. He's trying to merge with Albertsons Groceries. Cotton expressed disinterest in aiding Kroger, especially after it was recently sued by two of its former employees in Arkansas who were fired after they refused to wear aprons that were supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. Can you imagine going to work and being told, here's your rainbow apron, you have to wear this to support the LGBTQ agenda? But I don't support the LGBTQ agenda. But you like your job, don't you? If you want to keep your job, you'll wear the rainbow apron. And they didn't, and they were fired. It violated their religious beliefs. They were given no accommodation. So here's what Tom Cotton said. The senator said Republicans are not interested in helping companies that, quote, silence conservatives and center-right voters. Cotton addressed McMullen saying, you know, this situation reminds me of a little bit of the situation big tech companies found themselves in recent years. They come to Washington because they fear regulation from our Democrat friends or action by the Biden administration. And they expect Republicans, who are traditionally more supportive of free enterprise, to suddenly come to their defense. Cotton says, I've cautioned them for years. If they keep silencing conservatives and center-right voters, if they keep discriminating against them in their company, they probably shouldn't come and ask Republican senators to carry the water for them whenever our Democrat friends want to regulate them or block their mergers. He said, I'll say this. I'm sorry it's happening to you. Best of luck. Yeah, so, yeah, came back to haunt you there, didn't it, Kroger man? Well, how about this one? I enjoyed this story. So, Loudoun County, Virginia, the hub of the CRT in schools fight, the hub of liberalism being foisted upon our children in schools. It's the place, Loudoun County, Virginia, where it became evident that parents speaking out at school board meetings is exactly what liberals do not like. So much so, the teachers' union called upon the Department of Justice to please investigate them as potential domestic terrorists for daring to speak out. Well, if you remember, one of the things they did in Loudoun County, Virginia, is they said, we're going to wind up letting children use whatever bathroom they feel they identify with based upon their gender that day. We just are, and you can't do anything about it. And so a dude went to school wearing a skirt, and the dude went in the girl's room and raped a girl. And they covered it up for the better part of a year. They covered it up. Why? Because it hurt their narrative. That's why. So Virginia School Board, as of yesterday's date, a Virginia School Board unanimously voted to fire the Loudoun County Public Schools Superintendent Scott Ziegler following a report from the special grand jury. The Loudoun County School Board fired Ziegler immediately and without cause, but he will be allowed to keep his $323,000 annual salary in monthly installments for the next year. You know why? Because he's a member of the freaking teachers union, and they always get those deals. Ziegler's termination came shortly after a special grand jury report concluded that public school district dropped the ball, quote-unquote, on student safety after multiple sexual assaults took place in the district. The LCPS, that's the Loudoun County Public Schools, prioritized the interests of district administrators over the safety of students, according to the grand jury's findings. The grand jury was tasked with investigating the school district handling of two sexual assaults. A male student attacked a girl in the bathroom at one high school and was promptly transferred to a second high school within the district where he attacked another girl. I'd forgotten that part. The same dude wearing a skirt. That's what they not only covered it up, they let it go on because instead of taking action, they just, let's get him out of there, man. Let's get him to another school where we can also let him wear a skirt and pretend he's not, you know, a dude. And what did he do? He attacked another girl in the bathroom. Loudoun County Board of Supervisors Chair Phil, that kid's sick. You know what? That is a sick kid. Go to school during the day wearing a skirt, rape girls in the bathroom. That's a sick individual. And what did they do? They left him in there. One of the school board members, supervisors, chair, Phyllis Randall, told the Loudoun Now, that's the newspaper, that Ziegler needed to be fired. Let me say this clearly as possible. Dr. Scott Ziegler needs to be fired. I'm not dancing around this. We had a young woman violently raped, another one assaulted. This is, for all intents and purposes, his cover-up. Okay. There's that. How about this one? It just came out recently. Different story, different topic. Fox News, dated yesterday. Did you know Democrats are now pressuring banks to atone for slavery-era activities to redress past wrongs? What? Okay, let me explain something. Slavery's bad. Slavery's awful. Slavery is a stain on the history of this nation. Yes, it is. I said it. Let me explain this, too. I don't know anybody who's been a slave. I challenge anyone on this show to call in and say, I was a slave or I owned slaves. You know why? Because slavery was abolished well over 150 years ago. Thereabouts. Well, yeah. So the idea that we're going to force the banking industry to institute reparations, if they're a bank that existed during the time of slavery, they're going to now be held account by politicians to have to pay reparations for something their predecessors did 150 years ago. Not only does it make no sense, it's not feasible because you can't prove it. How do you go back and do those things? Do you search the bank record to see if a loan was made to a plantation, which might then have also been used to help perpetuate slavery? Do you know for a fact it was? I don't know. I'm not trying to excuse it. What I'm trying to say is, this is not a worthy solution to a past offense. And it just the idea that they would, okay. So banks should fund community development in black communities, support the education of the next several generations of black students, and take other steps to atone for the role they played in financing and supporting slavery in America, witnesses told a House committee hearing organized by Democrats on Wednesday. This makes no sense. The House Financial Services Committee held a hearing on, quote, the role of financial institutions in the horrors of slavery and the need for atonement, chaired by who else? Maxine Waters. This is the most ridiculous. So let me ask you this. Is there nothing else going on in our current that maybe should take precedence? Like, I don't know, our southern border is completely out of control, and we just had a Customs and Border Patrol member killed yesterday in a high-speed chase trying to catch illegal immigrants who were crossing the border. We just lost another one of our own yesterday because of a southern border that has literally seen over 4 million illegals come across it since Biden took office. But Maxine Waters is going to take our tax time, and she's going to hold an event in D.C. to discuss the possibilities of reparations against the banking industry. You know what's sick, too? I guarantee you some of those banks are going to wind up giving her a campaign donation next time around. Boggles my mind. All right, listen. You may also be interested to know, this one is, I don't think I can even do this one. Did I show you this title? Boomer the Shark Week? No. Do you know Shark Week's racist?
Shark Week's racist?
Shark Week. Wait. Shark Week is racist. Political Insider, dated yesterday, Washington Post says Shark Week is racist and overrepresents men named Mike. Come on. The Washington Post, not ever known for being a conservative bastion of conservatism. Mm. The Washington Post somehow managed to come up with an article that the Babylon Bee has to be kicking themselves for not thinking of first. The newspaper, whose mantra is "Democracy dies in the darkness," found a research team that analyzed Shark Week and found it to be racist, sharkist, and most damningly, full of too many experts named Mike.
Sharkist and racist and too many mics.
And we couldn't have made that up if we tried, says the author of this article I'm looking at. It says, feast your eyes on the very real headline. Yes. All right, so I'm going to cover that more when we get back. Let's go ahead and take the break right now, Boomer, while I compose myself. And then we'll talk about a few others where libs got caught being woke, and they don't like getting caught being woke. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll come right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. I'm in the third part of the triple dipper. I'm calling it woke is as woke does, and it's funny when you find places where the left thinks they got it going on, and then they get called out. And this one, by the way, this one is less of a call out, but it was such an over the top story that I had to do it. So you heard me start off with this before the break. The Political Insider has a story. Apparently, the Washington Post just ran a piece on December the 5th, 3 days ago. And the storyline basically here, it says it in here. I'll just go ahead and read it. Washington Post, mark it down, December 5th, 2022, the day the Washington Post jumped the shark by calling Shark Week racist. And not just racist, very specifically, it was racist because of white men named Mike. I kid you not. The programming featured more white experts and commentators named Mike than women, a co-author of the super serious study stated. And then the author of this article says, next thing you know, they'll be telling us it's very bad because right-handed people with brown hair are being featured too often on the show. Anyway, incidentally, it says the 2020 version of Shark Week did feature two Mikes, famed ring announcer Michael Buffer, who called the shots when former boxing world champion Mike Tyson battled a great white. Take note, Mike Tyson is not white. Interestingly enough, we find out that also Washington Post actually called Discovery Channel for a comment. Discovery Channel chose not to comment because they know it's not worth it. Here's a piece from the Political Insider also. I found two from them today. I don't know when I've used their stuff recently, and I found two in one day. So I tell you what's interesting is when you find out that public libraries are no longer safe places for kids. And that's a crying shame. I used to love going to the library, my school library or the public library. And, I had certain books. And I can remember as a kid, there were certain books I'd go get and read more than once. And I loved having a library card. It made me feel important. Anyway, story here on the Political Insider. Public libraries are allowed to have drag queen story time, but not Kirk Cameron's book. Keep in mind, Kirk Cameron, the actor, is a very open about his faith. He loves the Lord. He makes no bones about it. He is a Christian. And he's written a new book for kids called As You Grow. Now, Kirk Cameron is you know, a pillar of society. Show me what he's done wrong. The author of this piece on the Political Insider says, I remember growing up and hearing kids excitedly talking about new books they just finished, taking weekly trips to the public library. They'd also discuss participating in library events related to story times and puppet shows and crafting. It seems these public institutions of wonder have fallen to the same social justice, gender ideology illness that public schools and entertainment industry have fallen into. Case in point, Kirk Cameron's latest children's book, Can't Get a Reading, but Drag Queen Storytime is considered totally appropriate for your children. Over 50 public libraries have flat out rejected or ignored Kirk Cameron's publisher's request for a reading of his new book, As You Grow, for children. For many of the libraries, the publisher is simply attempting to participate in the same story hour program that has been available year-round for programs like Drag Queen Story Hour. In one particular exchange with the Rochambeau Public Library in Providence, Rhode Island, the publisher was told directly, no, we will pass on having you run a program in our space. We are a queer-friendly library. Our messaging does not align. This is a public library. They want an agenda. Well, they got caught. So I'm curious to see where this is going to go. And will they maintain their public funding? Do they realize that what they're doing is being selective in what the messaging is allowed to be in a public library? Well, here's the deal. The article ends with, if you leave the parenting up to the government, there should be no surprise where things head from there. On the other hand, if you take over the parenting, it'll be challenging, exhausting, and at times maddening, but you'll be doing your job and your children will be better for it. Totally agree with that. Next piece I've got to end out this section, I believe I'll be the last piece here. I've got a couple more, but I won't get to them. Epoch Times. Man, Epoch Times, remember? They've been racking up today.
I know. And there's, what, three or four of them?
At least. Maybe more. Had two from Political Insider, at least three or four from Epoch Times. Okay. Anyway, Epoch Times writes a story dated yesterday. Theft is higher than what it has historically been, says Walmart CEO. So here's the deal. This is about woke policies on crime. This is where we're seeing right now the results of. Here we are in the midst of the major shopping season every year. It's around Christmas. This is the time when brick and mortar retailers hope to make up for anything they didn't get done during the year in terms of retail sales and profits. This is part of capitalism. Except that right now in certain parts of the country, due to the soft on crime policies put in place by liberal politicians and district attorneys, you're seeing an epic of retail theft. Literally, a September 14th report by the National Retail Federation, claims the number of professional organized retail crime rings and the frequency of attacks have reached a, quote, crisis level. It says these highly sophisticated criminal rings jeopardize employee and customer safety and disrupt store operations. Retailers are bolstering security efforts to counteract these increasingly dangerous and aggressive criminal activities. It goes on to say a survey of small business owners found that 54% saw an increase in shoplifting in the last year. In 2020, organized retail crime cost stores in the United States more than $700,000 per $1 billion in sales, which is more than 50% higher than the previous 5 years. All right. McMillan, who is the CEO of Walmart, said that what we're seeing right now, this uptick in theft, higher than what it's historically been, he said that the bottom line is this. As to how jurisdictions should handle shoplifting cases, the Walmart CEO warned that if the situation is not corrected over time, prices will rise and some stores will shut down. I'm going to tell you, if it gets to the point that your town's Walmart closes, you're in a bad place. I mean, that's it. When the churches and the Walmarts close, you might as well go ahead and say it's a ghost town. And so if the Walmart CEO is telling you this is becoming unsustainable, and you've got stores in San Francisco and other places. Woke policies are getting called out. People are tired of it. You saw the DA in San Francisco get recalled this year. Wow, San Francisco. Unfortunately, they didn't get the recall done on the guy in LA, but wow. Woke is as woke does, but woke gets caught sometimes and gets called out, and it needs to. All right, folks, that was a full show. Big doings tomorrow. State Senator Arthur Orr and a national figure on school choice, Corey DeAngelis from the American Federation for Children, will be here tomorrow. Y'all stay tuned. Boomer and I back here tomorrow, too. We love you. Have a great night.